everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Dr. Carolyn Dean Live, the preeminent voice of natural medicine for our time, and it is so true. Dr. Dean's voice even has healing tones in it, which I think is amazing, not only to me, not just the voice of her healing tones, but the voice of her wisdom, her insight, her amazing, incredible journey to distill and to define the cellular requirements of the body for mineralization and supplementation, and then to turn around and formulate said minerals and supplements into bioavailable, fully digested, wonderfully efficient formulas that actually support people in ways, untold ways. And we hear about the untold ways every single week on this radio program. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with every Monday. Dr. Carolyn Dean and I are here talking about the things that you care about, which is your body, your health, your mind, your well-being, your family, your community, and how we can all live together in joyful ascension of love and great vibrations while people around us are sick and don't feel well. And the answer is we've got to get everybody feeling well. And that's Dr. Dean's mission. It's what she's devoted her life's work to, and it's what we're here to support and talk about. You'll be able to talk with Dr. Dean herself during the call-in portion of our show at 646-558-8657, and then a long, tedious ID number after that to get into the Zoom call, but we'll go over that later. It's probably on your YouTube screen. It was in our email. It's here at Dream Vision 7 Radio. You can find it easily enough, and then, of course, we'll take the mailbag questions that we've been amassing since the last show. We have our delightful producer here, Rachel. We've got Deborah on the YouTube channel. So you've got a whole host of characters along with you. And then, of course, we have our amazing YouTube audience that's always with us, chiming in, giving their great information. Lots of testimonials, so much to cover, and so much goodness to share with you. Because what Dr. Dean knows and has taught us all consistently, repeatedly, ad nauseum, it seems, maybe sometimes, but not really, we can never hear it enough, is the body has its own intelligent design, and it can heal itself and prevent itself and protect itself and defend itself and grow itself and renew itself in incredible ways if we just give it the basic building blocks. And that's what we talk about. And if you don't have the confidence to know that right now, we do, because we've been doing it for years and years and years and years, and we hear it every single week. My favorite statement, Dr. Dean saved my life. So true. My life and many others. Well, I mean, my life. Okay, I'll throw my life on the pot. She probably saved mine too. And we learn so much about her every week, as we know now, a Highland dancer, which is cannot be compared with probably any doctor that you're aware of. Ask them all. Have you ever been a Highland dancer? And when they tell you that they haven't, you'll know Dr. Dean is unique in so many ways. So we're so happy to have her with us. Welcome tonight, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay. Oh, they're coming. Where are they?
Oh. They were just stuck in the bathroom for a minute. Thank you, Rachel. Okay, so another superior, superfluous introduction for me. I await the day that Ginny talks about me and the nickname that many people have for me, Ginny. You know, they call me the machete. When are we going to hear about the machete?
I can't talk about the sharpest machete in the
shed.
It,
in the shed.
It, go, it goes again. Unless your machete is directed toward disease and stupid procedures and unnecessary medical treatments, then yes, we'll talk about the sharpest machete. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I cut through the stuff that you don't want. I cut right through it. Right through it. And one of the things we are cutting through, like just to go through some of the housekeeping notes, people are asking us, you know, what are you doing about supply chain? Do you have backup? What about the ingredients? What about the cost of everything going up? Well, this is why I built a 30,000 square foot warehouse. We put it up just before COVID, and why we have 2.5 times inventory. So we've got enough to cover people. You know, I guess we should tell people, be sure you stock up, because we don't know about shipping as much as we know about our supply. We continue to make products, but the date from order to receiving them in our warehouse is now doubled and tripled. And that's why things are in short supply, because people didn't think ahead. So we've got you covered. We are going to have our Black Friday and all those sales, where we continue to make bundles so that you can have discounts on those. So, you know, don't be afraid to order and stock up, because we do have to do that. We all have to be preppers. Ginny, do you have anything to add to that?
I think, yeah, that it was perfectly said. In spite of all the circumstances, we're still flowing, and we do get a little bit of pinch here and there, but for the most part, we're here. We're always going to be here for you guys. Don't panic about that.
Right. And as much as we are able, as I said, with so much inventory, we don't have to raise our prices on you. So that's not going to happen either. So we know we are an essential service. What we offer is essential. So we're going to be here. Don't worry about that. And let me leap into our topics today. I came across this article, Medscape again. I get my best material from Medscape, and they've got article titled "Fluoroquinolones Linked to Sudden Death Risk on Hemodialysis." So this is specifically for people on kidney dialysis, and some of our customers are on kidney dialysis, and they've been in touch with us. Not a lot of people, but this is evidence of what these fluoride antibiotics do. So fluoroquinolone is a fluoride antibiotic. They started putting fluoride into antibiotics to make them more powerful, to make them stronger, but they didn't realize that the fluoride could disassociate and start binding up magnesium. They still don't know that. This is what I know is going on. And for years, we've been talking about Cipro and how its side effect of tendon rupture, I think, can be directly related to the fact that fluoride binds with magnesium, makes a fluoride compound that deposits in tendons and cartilage, causes brittleness and this possible tendon rupture. And when I was looking up Cipro just last night, they've got it written up now that Cipro can cause serious side effects, including tendon problems, nerve damage, serious mood or behavior changes, and low blood sugar. They're all related to magnesium deficiency, for Pete's sakes. And in this report, they're looking at oral fluoroquinolone therapy to treat lung infections. And they say it's associated with increased risk of sudden cardiac death. And this is in patients on hemodialysis, particularly those taking certain heart medications. So what have we got here? Magnesium deficiency caused by the fluoroquinolones, They're already on heart medications that are causing more magnesium deficiency, and there's an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. Now, look at the numbers here. This is a big study. They followed 265,000 dialysis patients. All these patients have lost their kidney function, and they're on dialysis. It's just horrible the way people's kidneys are giving up because of, lifestyle, medications, magnesium deficiency, for sure. So these hemodialysis patients, you know what they're told? Don't go on magnesium, because they say the kidneys can't clear magnesium. But actually, I should sidebar and say, get in touch with our customer service, support@rnareset.com, and you can be sent the text from my Magnesium Miracle book about kidneys and how our REMAG, being a stabilized ion of magnesium, will not build up in the blood, will go into the cells, will do what it needs to do for the structure and function of the body, including the kidneys, where magnesium is required. So 40% of those 265,000 dialysis patients took a fluoroquinolone, and the rate of sudden cardiac death within 5 days. And, what happened in the subsequent months? Did they just study them for 5 days? So within 5 days, 105.7 per 100,000 people died versus 40 in the amoxicillin group. So they, they said the fluoroquinolones were bad. Now, I don't know how many people did not have to die who were on the amoxicillin. They didn't say that, but they did say the rate of sudden cardiac death in the hemodialysis population exceeds that of the general population by more than 20-fold. Okay, so that is the lack of magnesium and being told they can't take magnesium. And I should say in the book, the text you can read in the Magnesium Miracle, I talk about a customer of ours who's a dialysis patient who said that she would she did experiments on our REMAG and found it helped her, and she made her doctors do a before dialysis and after dialysis magnesium test. And found that, she had an immediate drop of her magnesium, and that, I don't know if they began giving it to everybody, but they told her she could continue to take hers. And she said, all around her in the dialysis room, people are twitching and their heart goes out of rhythm. They have all kinds of magnesium deficiency symptoms. They stretch and get a big leg cramp. So it's obvious to me that they're all magnesium deficient. And what did they say at the end of this report? They say that, more studies are needed, but caution should be taken in using respiratory fluoroquinolones when there are other options. Okay, so what are the other options they give? Well, just different antibiotics. What options do we recommend and know that work? We're looking at picosilver, picozinc, boosting your immune system with our ascorbic acid powder, vitamin C, our Whole C Reset, all the things we talk about in our wellness book. What is it? Total Body Wellness. We're not allowed to say immunity. We're not allowed to say defense, because we cannot imply that nutrients help the body in any way. So get reading things, people. Go to drcarolindeanlive.com under books. There are 22 free ebooks that you can read to learn about how to take care of your health because no one else is going to do it for you. The blog, Ginny, I'll stop here for Ginny to see if she has anything to add to this latest horror show.
You know, just to reinforce the point that we've been dealing with ciprotoxicity among our own customers since 2012, when we first introduced the Remag. We're on a lot of the forums with Remag and Remite and the other formulas. We have incredible testimonials about people's recovery from that. And, you know, I just think it's really important that if you know somebody who's had that experience, please share about the formulas with them, because it's an incredibly hideous and painful experience to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So our blog today, Rachel is very excited about this blog. Ginny, were you there when she said that she stopped her synthetic female hormones 5 days ago?
Carolyn, you blurted out.
Sorry. Wow. Yes, we're going to our blog now, Women's Bodies, Women's Hormones. And Rachel already, our producer, she already mentioned that she stopped her hormones 5 days ago. I think she weaned off them a little bit, but she was sitting in front of her video blushing. Well, maybe it was flushing. So she wants to know what more to do. Now, weaning off might wean off, not just go to half and then stops. Some people will go to half and then a quarter and then just.
Carolyn?
Yes. You're not hearing me?
No, you're blurting in and out. You're coming in and out. Cutting in and out.
It might be.
Sounds fine to me.
Oh, it does? Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Carolyn.
Thanks, Rachel. There's Rachel. There she is. Well, let me just then start with the blog. Ginny takes words from my various writings and puts them in a Monday blog for everybody. So today it's puberty is arriving years before it should. The birth control pill is being given to 12-year-olds, and many women are infertile by the age of 30. What are the connections among these facts? And what does a decade or more of using the pill, followed by a few years of taking fertility drugs, do to the delicate balance of female hormones? So let me just stop here and say, what's happening is there are xenoestrogens, Z-E-N-O estrogens, in plastics and various chemicals and medications and chemicals and medications that are given to animals or eaten by humans and then creating these xenoestrogens so that puberty is arriving years before it should. Also, with children being overweight the way they are, when a girl hits 100 pounds, no matter what the age, you can start triggering the monthly cycle because it's related to the amount of fat in the body as much as anything else. And you think about that in terms of athletes, women athletes, you know how tiny, tiny, tiny some of these gymnasts are. I doubt if most of them are having their periods because when they lose all that body fat, when their weight is low, they're not going to cycle. And also this taking of the birth control pill, a lot of young girls are put on the birth control pill early because they're having painful periods. Maybe they haven't even started having their periods. So they're put on the pill before kind of a natural cycling has ever occurred. And these are the girls that then, as women in their mid to late 20s and 30s, cannot get pregnant because the pill has stopped the natural sequence. And nobody's talking about this. You know, most women are just happy that they can take the pill. They are happy they don't have their natural cycles, but they're not happy when they have infertility problems. And look at all the infertility treatments that are available. I remember, you know, walking down the street in New York, Manhattan, and on every block there was a fertility clinic, for Pete's sakes. And that just speaks for what, you know, what our society is going through, this infertility, you know, taking hormones for fertility, having, you know, twins and triplets that, you know, are stimulated by these excessive hormones given to women to try to induce their fertility. And what is that doing to the children's health? They're bathed in these extra and excessive hormones. So continuing to the blog, and this blog, it's at drcarolindeanlive.com on the homepage, or it's in your inbox in your email that Ginny sends out every Monday. So millions of female baby boomers are trying to understand where and if hormone replacement therapy fits into their lives. So yes, once you hit menopause, which occurs between, you know, age 45 to 55. I hit mine at 45 because I was under so much stress working in New York, doing the AIDS and chronic fatigue studies. Living in New York alone is stressful. So back to the blog today, more and more women are searching for safer ways to balance their hormones. Hormones are measured in tiny amounts, nanograms and picograms. Depending on the stage in your menstrual cycle, normal levels of estradiol for a woman can fluctuate between 50 picograms per mil to 300 picograms per mil. How small are these amounts? Consider the following. 1 milligram is 1,000th of a gram. 1 microgram is 1 millionth. 1 nanogram is 1 billionth. And 1 picogram is 1 trillionth. Of a gram. So once you know that a picogram is 1 trillionth of a gram, it's got 12 zeros for Pete's sakes, you can get an idea of the power of hormones and better understand why our hormones can so easily be thrown out of balance using milligram doses of synthetic hormones. Hormone replacement therapy has been used since the 1950s. It was in 1966 that a Dr. Robert A. Wilson was commissioned by the makers of Premarin, the first estrogen hormone made from pregnant horses' urine. He was commissioned to sell a nation of women on the age-defined benefits of an estrogen substitute. In the 70 years since then, we have finally begun to learn more about the side effects of hormone replacement therapy. It was just covered up. This is a sidebar, I'm saying it. It's covered up just like they're, you know, they cover up the side effects of most medications until people start just demanding answers. So over that same time period, the chemical xenoestrogens in our environment that mimic hormones have been jamming up hormonal receptor sites. Hormones are chemical messengers that travel through the bloodstream to tissues and organs to help them do their work. They tell your body what to do, when to do it, and for how long. They work slowly over time and affect many processes, including bone growth, metabolism, mood, sexual function, and reproduction. When your hormones are turned on and properly balanced, you have a stable cellular environment in which to function, but an imbalance can send your entire system into disruption. When it comes to thyroid, adrenal, sex hormone access, there's an ongoing debate among even natural medicine practitioners about which comes first and what do I treat first. And I recommend that you just do everything together because your therapy is going to focus on mineral deficiencies and yeast overgrowth at the cellular level of all these organs. If you've struggled with thyroid issues, adrenal fatigue, hormone imbalance, a sex hormone imbalance, or insulin resistance from the pancreas, insulin in the pancreas, there's a clear path of recovery before you. It's likely with proper remineralization, your system can regain its balance and poise. So that's where we're at. But what I did next was I pulled a kind of a list that I've put in many books. It's called The Downward Spiral. And because you wonder why we get to the place where our hormones are so out of balance, where we have so many symptoms. And as I've said many times, yeast overgrowth and mineral deficiencies, especially magnesium, are the basis for so many problems. So what's the downward spiral that girls have to watch out for? Diaper rash caused by candida, yeast overgrowth. And it's often treated with cortisones. Even babies are given cortisones, which will cause more yeast to grow. The childhood immunizations, they have mercury, they have all kinds of, they have aluminum in them. You know, what are they doing to the immune system? Kids get ear infections or given a lot of antibiotics, and then they get colic due to the antibiotics. When they get colic, they're often put on a soy formula, which is soy is very hard to digest, and it can have xenoestrogen properties. Dairy allergies then can lead to a lot more mucus and more ear infections, getting tubes in your ears, and there's an anesthetic given with that that it can be a fluoroquinolone anesthetic. Tonsillectomy will follow, you know, when kids get a lot of colds and infections. I had my tonsils out. I probably had a lot of antibiotics. I had immunizations. I had yeast overgrowth and gas and bloating from dairy or soy, eczemas, then from yeast toxins coming out on the skin, misdiagnosed as eczema. If you look up eczema, they say it's often does not have a known cause. Treated with cortisone creams, which shoves the problem into the body but causes more yeast overgrowth. Then with the irritation in the gut from yeast and allergies, you get more food allergies. Kids will get asthma and be given corticosteroid inhalers. I know Ginny's just getting so mad about all this. When it's presented so blatantly, it's just horrifying. So these kids, they're given corticosteroids that can to suppress the symptoms, but what is the treatment? Going off dairy and soy, going on magnesium. Magnesium is very appropriate for asthma because the spasms in the bronchial tubes is related to magnesium deficiency. And then we go on to multiple colds and flus and more antibiotics and the annual flu vaccines, which still contain mercury preservatives and only work 2% of the time. With the yeast, we get cravings for sweets. We get symptoms of ADHD. Dental cavities used to be filled with mercury, now not so much. Then in their teens, kids are getting acne and can be given more antibiotics. They can get mononucleosis, which really drains the immune system. Girls get bladder infections and are given more antibiotics. Then we throw in the birth control pills. I was on the pill for, I think, 10 years, and that really cranked up my yeast. If young women get pregnant, the pregnancy hormones will cause yeast. The chronic sleep deprivation in parents lowers the immune system. on and on and on. The chronic sinus infections, more antibiotics, hypothyroidism kicks in. Every pregnancy that a woman has will weaken the thyroid, reduce your thyroid hormones, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Women are given more and more drugs for those symptoms. I mean, when I was in practice in Toronto, I noticed some of the first cases of chronic fatigue, and they were in women who were trying to work full time and have a family and were taking flu shots and had been put on a lot of medications. It was obvious to me what was causing it. Then a lot of these young women, they developed what we called environmental allergies. They couldn't stand the smell of newspaper print or the detergents in the stores. People had to go into seclusion. I know our own Jackie and the pro side of our company, she lived out in a trailer until she found Minerals and Remag and got her life back together. And now she's working with us, helping other people who are going through this. And then the painful periods, irregular periods, infertility, PMS that women suffer. And as I mentioned earlier, being put on fertility drugs, which cause more symptoms and side effects. And the depression, anxiety, panic attacks, palpitations, all treated with antidepressants and psychotherapy instead of magnesium and a yeast management protocol. Early medication, menopause is medicated with synthetic hormones. So that brings us to kind of where we are with our customers and their questions about, you know, where do we stand? Our population is an older population, but your grandchildren and children are going through all these same symptoms, and they don't have to. And I'll bring Ginny in before I get to the blog questions to see if she has anything to add here.
Yes, I do just want to say this comment that's zinging in hot off the presses from my brother, who's telling me that my sister-in-law used to get migraines from birth control pills, and she hasn't had one of those since she stopped using them over 30 years ago. So that just proves your point perfectly.
Yeah. And what did they do for women who had migraines on the birth control pill? Is put them on such horrendously strong painkillers. It was incredible. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh. Yeah.
It's a wonder any of us are alive.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Your microphone just fell on the floor. Are you okay?
Oh no, I'm fine. I was just laughing. I said, it's a wonder any of us are alive.
Yeah, sometimes your microphone gets battered around. It's like you're beating your chest with the craziness of what we're all going through. And you know, when I don't know if anyone on chat is responding to that list, the downward spiral, but that's what I would see in my practice with my female patients. And to a certain extent, I mean, what did I have? I already said I had the tonsillectomy. I had the allergies and the sinus problems. I was addicted to nasal sprays, you know, the antihistamine nasal sprays, for Pete's sakes. And that was my yeast overgrowth and dairy allergy, actually, which, you know, now it's under control with Flora Revive, et cetera, et cetera. I had gas and bloating. I had kind of mild IBS that really got triggered in med school because of the stress. Eczema, no. Allergies, food allergies, yes. I never got flu shots. By then, I knew better. Sweet cravings, absolutely. Mercury fillings, yes, but I did get them all out years ago. Birth control pills, yeah, that was another downfall. I didn't really get sinus infections to need antibiotics, but even now I snort Pico Silver, you know, every couple of days, especially when I go outside. So it's hypothyroidism, yeah, my whole family, all the women in the family were on thyroid replacement. I got off it when I started taking my Remite, et cetera, early menopause, yeah, for sure. So blog questions. Well, we'll start with Rachel, our producer. She was telling us she has no more bruising. She'd knock herself and bruise. She was showing me scratches from her new puppy, and she's so excited because there's no bruising involved. And I thought, oh my God, look at all those scratches. But she puts Pico Silver on them and they heal right up. And she said people are saying her skin is soft. Yeah, I guess they come up and hug Rachel because she's so sweet. But she decided she didn't want to take synthetic hormones anymore and stopped 5 days ago. And she is having hot flashes. Now, if you're going off hormones, I would say to really take, you know, a month or more to slowly wean off them. And instead of the synthetics, and before you even wean off them, I would try to seek out an alternative doctor who will help you with bioidentical hormones. And Rachel remembered I had said that I take a vaginal hormone cream, which has progesterone and estriol in it and a bit of estradiol in it. Estradiol is the one that's too active. You want a gentler estrogen. So estriol is the one to ask for. But if you get a pharmacist or a doctor who knows about the bioidentical hormone cream, I just recommend it for hot flashes and to keep the vaginal walls lubricated. I don't recommend any sort of hormones for the bones. Our first question is from Gail, and she says, is it too late to take hormone supplement at 80? I've never taken them, and I suffer from osteoporosis. So Gail's wondering, will the hormones at this stage help the osteoporosis? And I don't know that they will. Estrogen itself, when they did studies on men and gave men estrogen, it did not help their bones. They did not do well at all. So I don't know if that's a sufficient study to know whether or not estrogen helps bones. But what you need for osteoporosis is daily exercise to put a strain on the bones to keep them reacting to the weight of your muscles and to movement. I've said many, many times that when men went into space, I suppose the women too, when they finally put a woman up there, they came back with osteopenia and osteoporosis because the lack of gravity up in the atmosphere was not good to their bones. So exercise and make sure you're getting 600 milligrams of calcium a day. Look at calcium food lists. And if you're not getting enough in your diet, take our Recalcia. One teaspoon is 300 milligrams. So if you're not getting any calcium foods, you're going to take 2 teaspoons of Recalcia a day. I take 1 teaspoon a day because I do eat cheese and heavy whipping cream. I no longer have a dairy allergy because I'm so healthy. And Remite for all the other minerals. Put sea salt in your water. for the 72 minerals. So the Remite is going to support the thyroid, and it does help support the adrenals. All the supplements are going to help the tissues and the bones and the muscles, because our bones with age are going to thin out a bit. And that's why you want to keep your muscles strong, so that your muscles can work together with your bones. Christine asks, she said, I bought your Remite and Remag. I haven't really noticed any changes with either of them. Okay, so what do we know is the reason for that? Everybody can answer on the chat. Christine is not taking enough. Because if you take enough Remag and Remite to help your body with what it needs, you will notice it. If you're just taking a half a teaspoon twice a day of Remag, you might not notice. So she says, I find myself not taking them, especially Remite, because you have to sip it throughout the day, which I don't do, et cetera, et cetera. So with Remite, which she says is the worst tasting, of course, it's got some iodine in it. So what you can take Remite, the teaspoon and a half in one shot, and then, you know, swallow some vitamin C, RNA reset powder water after it, or put it in RNA reset powder water, the berry powder, and not taste it. But the Remag should be taken throughout the day. And I don't know if that's, confuses people. If you can take all your minerals throughout the day, that would be better. But Remite, I'm pretty sure that rather than not taking it at all, if you take it once, at least you get it in you. And she said, do your products help someone who's having difficulty conceiving? Which ones? And do you have a protocol? Well, all the nutrients we have do what the body needs done. We don't treat our products as if they're drugs for which, you know, they treat a certain condition. But when someone's having trouble conceiving, it can be because they're magnesium deficient, and the fallopian tubes go into spasms, like all the different muscles of the body can go into spasms. And a spasming fallopian tube won't allow the egg to come down to meet the sperm. And we've had many people saying when they get their Remag saturated that they conceive, and they hadn't even been thinking about it. The Remite is also going to be very important. As I said, if a woman has had previous pregnancies, their thyroid is going to be low, and the body will prevent you from getting pregnant if it's not in optimal shape. Basically, you know, if you don't have enough vitamin D, if you don't have enough omega-3 fatty acids, if your vitamin C is low. So it's not a prescriptive, protocol that we give people, but start with Remag, Remite. Realign is important for taking out the trash. And as you're feeling better, you'll want to take all the formulas. The next one, Catherine is saying, I'm 52 years old. For about 3 years now, I no longer have a period, so I believe I'm experiencing some sort of menopause symptoms. Do not get hot flashes, but some anxiety from time to time, which I do not like. I never know when I would wake up feeling anxious from one day to the next. I do have young children. My youngest is 10. I don't like them to see me this way. Now, when I started going through my menopause, I would get this sense of impending doom. I suppose you could say that's like anxiety. But then I would get a hot flash, and then I'd say, oh, it's my hormones. So, I'd have a moment of anxiety because I felt this impending doom. It was bizarre. But I finally went on the estrogen progesterone vaginal cream, and it stopped those hot flashes and those feelings. But the anxious symptoms, I would wonder if they would be related to magnesium deficiency and maybe, supporting the thyroid. Now, actually, Catherine goes on to say, it has been a year now, and I'm taking Remag and Remite with the B-complex and your powders, vitamin C, and it's not working. So again, she says, am I missing something? It's probably just the need for more of those products, those formulas. She asks if she should take extra iodine. No, don't jump to other things until you make sure you're on 2-3 teaspoons of Remag, 1.5 Remite, 2 Reline, and a scoop of vitamin C powder. She says, I also take vitamin D 5,000. So that's usually a good amount, but you could get a vitamin D test and make sure that you're up at 60. She takes biotin for her hair that's falling out more than usual. Well, that's thyroid. And that's where you need your teaspoon and a half of Remite. And if you're taking teaspoon and a half and your hair is still falling out, then get in touch with customer service and we'll help you sort it out. She says, I have tried all sorts of vitamins, etc., and your stuff as well, and it's not working. Well, it's a matter of taking the right amount. So probably get in touch with customer service to sort that out. Catherine, we know they work, so they should work for you. Who's this? Marissa, 51 years old, perimenopause. She says, as soon as I hit 50, I started having symptoms of gastritis. It's been over a year, still have it. I drink pure aloe vera juice, take a digestive enzyme and a probiotic every day. It helps. How can I naturally balance my hormones so it no longer affects my stomach? Now, that type of gastritis, I mean, it could be a lack of hydrochloric acid. That can happen with the magnesium deficiency. Yes, what's my women's book, Total Body Reset for Women? You can look at that and find out more about various symptoms. But I would say, to look at the yeast overgrowth possibility. Actually, you can go to Reset the Yeast Connection and go. I would go on the yeast management protocol, which is the Pico Silver and Flora Revive, to get your gastritis sorted out, and then the Remag and Remite and Realign for the perimenopause. And Linda says, I had to have a total hysterectomy last month, ! What should I do to get my hormones in balance? I've been reading about the bad hormones and I want to be healthy. Thank you. Now, I don't know her age or anything else, but a total hysterectomy usually means the uterus and the ovaries are all gone. So that would put you into instant menopause. And, if Linda's having hot flashes and, symptoms like that, then I would go to the bioidentical vaginal estrogen and progesterone. Some people put in testosterone as well and use an amount vaginally that does not give you breast tenderness. You gauge how much you're taking by if the sides of your breasts get tender. And of course, in our formulas, the Remag, Remite, Realign, vitamin D, and look at the yeast overgrowth to make sure that your yeast is under control. So there we go, Ginny, almost a whole hour of talk, 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 talk. What do you see on the chat?
It's very good information, though, Carolyn, and so important. So thank you. I will ask you, one of the questions was, I missed the comments on estradiol. Is this a good or bad product?
Estradiol is a very strong estrogen in the United States. The female hormones are made mostly with estradiol because we go for maximum strength. In Europe, they make their estrogen products with estriol, which is milder. So the alternative doctors and pharmacists started making bioidentical estrogen creams, they use something called triestrogen, triestrogen, which has some estradiol, some estriol, and some estrone. It's 1, 2, and 3. Estrone is 1, estradiol is 2, estriol is 3, and that's probably, it just relates to their chemical formula, and the triestrogen is mostly made up of estriol.
Very good.
That's
excellent.
That.
That's perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. So now Alexis says, I'm 50 and recently menopausal. My primary symptoms are bloating, weight gain, and gas, as well as occasional heartburn and night sweats. Would this indicate the need for dietary changes?
That sounds like yeast overgrowth. So that's where you would start with developing a yeast protocol. Well, we have it all written out, actually, at Reset the Yeast Connection. So it's almost like the extra stress of going through menopause will accentuate a person who already has some yeast, make the yeast worse, or in some cases accentuate the magnesium deficiency and make, like, say, insomnia, you know, muscle spasms, leg cramps, restless legs worse. But it's probably something of both. The night sweats, that can be magnesium, or I've seen night sweats in people that just have yeast overgrowth. So it sounds like yeast overgrowth.
Okay, very good. Susie Mueller says, what symptoms are helped from the estrogen creams?
Well, it's an estrogen, progesterone, and sometimes testosterone cream, and I recommend it for people who just can't handle their hot flashes. And that's what I used it for, and for vaginal atrophy, to make sure your vaginal tissues are still, you know, nice and functional. So the rest of it, all the other symptoms, you can use the yeast management and your formulas, Remag, Remite, Relina. In the Magnesium Miracle book, I think it is, maybe in the Remag, the free Remag book, I have the story of someone who claimed that, you know, 10 of her menopause symptoms went away with just getting on Remag.
Oh, wow. Yep, I believe it, because that's so important. It's primary to every single cell in the body. They absolutely have to have magnesium in order to make the mitochondria work. And without mitochondria, you won't have energy, you won't have, anything. Apoptosis or any of it. I mean, it's just really incredible what magnesium does for the body. Also, Remite, as we know, you've got to have those other minerals.
Yeah.
Right, Carolyn?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And not in high doses. I mean, you'll see doctors who treat the minerals like they're drugs, and that's where they say, oh, yeah, take 12 milligrams of iodine or 50 milligrams of iodine. And it's like, no, don't do that. Or with calcium, you know, telling women to take 1500 milligrams when they really need 600 milligrams of a calcium that's going to be absorbed and utilized properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. All right. Very good. Well, that was a comprehensive first hour. Let me just remind everybody, we do take calls in hour 2. And again, the number 646-558-8657. And of course, the ID number 8836953587. If you're on the line now and you have a question or comment, please raise your hand by hitting star nine. And at the beginning of next hour, we'll come back and put you on the phone with Dr. Dean. Carolyn, did we tell everybody about the men's health webinar next week?
No, tell them. Tell them.
We must tell them. I just want to remind everybody next Monday's show is going to be so much fun because we are going to have because it would be too many, but we had a lot of really great men contribute to the men's health book that is coming out and the webinar that's going to be done that Carolyn's been working on. And it's just fantastic. And so we're going to have a couple of the guys who talked about their experiences. One was with intermittent fasting, which I know is a topic that a lot of the guys have asked us to cover before. Another one is going to be talking a lot about the RNA drops and his experience with the drops, which I know people have a lot of questions with that. We've got some people who've got mental health and recovery kind of contributions, what their experience was with that. So we're going to have several people on. And of course, you'll been able to see all the interviews through social media, through our Instagram and our YouTube channel. The book's coming out. Their stories will be in the book. But we would love for you to be on with your significant others and men that you care about. Share it with them because they can come on and talk with other men along with Dr. Dean about their particular health challenges and issues and concerns and how they may be able to work through their solutions. So it's going to be really a powerful and compelling show. That's next Monday night. So don't forget to share.
Yes. And we have... Thank you, Rachel. I mean, thank you, kids. And we have a number of women's testimonials I haven't even gotten to. So if people don't feel they need to call in and ask questions, I'll be reading through these. They're pretty awesome.
Okay, very good. So we've got testimonials and phone calls coming up next hour. And the testimonials are not just to, support the product. It's really to encourage you. It's for encouragement. It's for inspiration. You have to know that at a cellular level, we're all the same.
Mm.
We're different in our personalities and we're different genetically in the 0.0006 tenths of a thousandth of a percent is the deviation in our DNA. Otherwise, we're the same, people. And that means that if it can happen for you, it can happen for me. And that is good news because biologically, we want to all function and the body seeks its own optimization. It is not looking for dilapidation. It wants optimization, and Dr. Dean's got it. So we share the testimonials for your encouragement. So really do stick around next hour. Great phone calls, great stories, and we'll be back.
Yay.
Yay.
Hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.